Good morning, man. Good to see you.
What's going on?
Little town, North Carolina, and now up here in New Jersey for a couple years. What's it been like living up here in the Northeast?
I mean, it's just a different pace, different type of people. People up here are more straightforward. Down south is more of a, you know, open conversation type feel where you meet people, fast pace. I'm a country boy, so we do things slower, a lot slower.
Yo, so who's doing your cooking at your place? You doing any cooking, or you eat at facility morning, noon, and night?
I choose a facility, but if I have to, I definitely cook. At the end of the day, if I have to cook, I throw some on the grill, but I let the chefs do the cooking. You know, if it's free and it's convenient for me, I definitely take advantage of the opportunity.
Five Guys, you ever roll over there and get a couple burgers?
Nah, man, I try to stay away from Five Guys, man. It's no good. It's, the food is good, but it's no good for health-wise.
Do you ever let yourself splurge, though?
Of course. You always have your moments. I always have my moments. Pizza is a weakness of mine, but pizza and wings, so I always do that.
So Q's, top three moves.
I can't tell.
You can't tell?
I can't tell.
That's secret?
It's,
come on,
it's very, it's a secret. I would let y'all view it. Let y'all see it.
Swatted away. Quinton Coples came firing through on Henny.
How tough was the injury last year in the preseason? Because a lot of people don't remember that you suffered the foot injury, and that set you back early on, and you had to actually recover from that.
It kind of set me back a whole lot physically and mentally, but you know, I just wanted to make sure I was out there with the boys and trying to help them, you know, to the best of my ability. But it was definitely a very difficult situation, but it was very humbling, and you know, I persevered, and it turned out to make me the man I am today.
All right, so what's the deal? You get to the facility now. You work out with the position groups. I mean, are you going to be with, like, you guys? Are you going to be with Mo in there?
All right, so today is Thursday.
Yeah.
All right, so today is squat day. let me go back. Before then, Tuesday was bench day. That's my day. That's the day I set the tone. Today is Thursday, is squat day. This the day, you know, Mo sets the tone. He comes back and he starts talking or whatever, because I'm more of a leg press guy. Like, I think it's the same thing, but, you know, I think as the taller you get, the harder it gets for you as a squatter.
So what's it like? You nonstop talking in there? We know you.
Yeah, I mean, it's competitive, but that, from the word on the streets is Friday is where we get after it. We go after you. The offense, and it's real crazy. But definitely, we definitely push each other, you know, especially if it's something that we're strong at. So I'm known for being strong on bench. So I make sure I push everybody on bench, and today is squat day. So Bo thinks he's the squat king, so he's gonna push everybody.
Now, you said squat days, Mo. So what will he be throwing around?
I mean, it just depends on how he feeling. I mean, I've seen this cat. We did like 4 or 5 one time for like 8-10 reps one time, and he was like still eager to go. But I'm like, dude, like, this is not cool. Like, you know what I mean? But he loves it. You know what I'm saying? He loves the squat. So,
all right, we're gonna let you work out.
All right.
Thanks for the ride, Q.
Man, appreciate the opportunity, man. Hopefully you'll ride with me again.
We would do that again.